not quickly. I have to think about it.
What about if you're
perhaps
if you get if you have ice coming down?
Sleet.
Okay.
Would be sleet. Or snow. It's a degree of ice.
What if you had large
hail?
And you would say it's
hailing.
When we don't have water for a fairly long period of time, you'd say we are having a
drought.
And if the wind has been very gentle and it gradually begins to get more forceful, you'd say the wind is.
Well, you might say it's increasing, increasing. But there's a term that I can't just bring to mind right this moment.
Okay, looks like the wind is nothing crushing. Okay,
nothing crushing it. No.
And if it's just the opposite, the wind is decreasing in force, you'd say the wind has begun to
lay.
To lay. Okay. That's interesting. Are there any other expressions you need to use?
Well, you talk, when you talk about storms that come in, you know, and there's always this lull, and the wind, the old timers say, the wind laid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
The wind laid, and then it came back from the other direction, and usually comes back much more forceful.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking like in a hurricane coming in or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because sometimes, will you cut that off?
On a morning when, a fall morning when you go out of doors and it's begun to get cooler, you'd say it's really blank this morning.
Chilly.
Alright. Anything else you might say?
Cool.
If it was cold enough to kill off tomatoes and things like that, you'd say we had a
frost.
And if, what about differences in degree? A lot of
a heavy frost or a light frost.
All right. And if you, if water had frozen solid, what would you say in that case? We had
a freeze.
If the if there were a lake around and it had frozen over, I can't remember this ever having happened, but you might say it was so cold that the lake
froze over.
It
has happened in this country.
Just not what I can remember. You would say it occasionally blank around here, talking about the same thing you're talking about.
Freezes.
All right. It, as a matter of fact, last winter it
froze.
All right. It has
frozen.
All right. If you were describing this room and you were trying to tell me how high the ceilings were, you'd say, it's about
10 feet.
Uh-huh. I'd like to return to what we talked about for a little bit originally, your grandfather's interest in ranching and some of the things that are associated with it now. Can you tell me, for example, the clothing that a typical ranch hand might have, or and anything, you know, equipment he would have associated with ranching? And I'm not talking so much about modern ranch because that's quite a bit different. But
you have ropes, and you have spurs, and you have leggings or chaps.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the coverings for your clothing when you're riding on the horse. You know, they're made of leather. Also, you have branding.